Well, back home, it has been a dramatic week in the race for the presidency. Fine Gael candidate Mairead McGuinness's withdrawal on health grounds. She was the only nominee for the party and was considered a favourite to win the election. Now the party has been left scrambling for a replacement, and its National Executive Council is due to meet tomorrow evening to discuss what should happen next. Before we came on air, I spoke to Fine Gael MEP Regina Doherty, who is a member of that council, and she told me what she thinks could happen tomorrow.
So first of all, I suppose I am a member of the National Executive, and you are right, we are meeting tomorrow night. But I would just like to say my gratitude and thanks to Mairead McGuinness for her service, her long service of 20 years to both Fine Gael and to the country, and just to wish her, Tom, the girls and Cathal well in the future weeks and months. Yeah, we're meeting tomorrow night. We've obviously a large National Executive, and the purpose of the meeting now is to assess where we are as a political party and to make decisions for the days and the weeks ahead in relation to the presidential election.
What are you hearing from other members, Regina?
So I suppose after the initial shock and the concern for Mairead, people's genuine thoughts do turn to what happens next and who potentially could be in the field. So different people, whether they're members, you know, PP members, are having conversations with each other as to what our choices might be. And I think it's a great position for Fine Gael to be in, is that we do have choices. So what we'll do tomorrow night is that we will reaffirm the decision that was made by the National Executive last April to run a candidate, and for us to set out the process by which that candidate can be nominated and voted upon by the Electoral College, which takes up our membership, our councillors and our PP and our National Executive. And the timelines, I suppose, will be decided tomorrow night by the National Executive, given that we're all conscious, obviously, that time is, the clock is ticking and that we wouldn't have had as much time as we would have. I mean, we've been planning for this election since April. I think we're one of the first political parties to start our process. And obviously what we thought was finish that process earlier on in the summer, but obviously we will make these decisions tomorrow night based on the current circumstances.
Behind the scenes, are camps already forming behind different candidates?
I think people are expressing their views, but I don't see any evidence of camps forming as of yet. I think, to be fair, we are all still in shock for the announcement that happened this week, and we do have huge respect and regard for Mairead and her family. So I think most people will be happy to wait for the National Executive to meet tomorrow night to see what process is put out in place. And then I think you will probably see naturally people will decide to declare who they're supporting or who they think might be, you know, a great candidate for us, and, you know, express their views and opinions both privately and publicly.
Do you have any idea who you would like to support?
So I have to tell you honestly, as a member of the National Executive, what I would rather do from my perspective is to wait and represent my members of the PP at that meeting tomorrow night to set out the process. And then once the process is announced, I'm sure people will decide. But I think we're in a very lucky position within Fine Gael to have a number of excellent candidates that would make fabulous presidents.
But do you have someone in mind yourself at the moment?
I don't, to be honest with you. I think there's a number of names that have been put before us, and I'm very happy to wait to both discuss, you know, those people's plans when and if they make official announcements that they are happy to put their names forward, because we don't have anybody official as of yet.
You probably have to acknowledge, though, that support is growing for Heather Humphreys. That's within the party and independents who support the government. We can see that in the newspapers today.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people have huge regard for Heather, and you know, and rightly so. She's been a fantastic elected representative for Cavan Monaghan for many, many years. But so too, Sean Kelly would have his own, you know, team of supporters who are out and championing him at the moment. So as I said, we're very lucky in the position in Fine Gael that we have more than a number of people who are both, you know, affable, amiable, well-qualified, you know, politically experienced. So we're in a very, very lucky position, I suppose. And we'll set that ball rolling again tomorrow evening.
Your fellow MEP Sean Kelly, you mentioned him there, he also hasn't ruled himself out. So there could be a contest here. Would you welcome that?
You know, I think if there are more than one candidate, I think it's very healthy for a party to have that campaign, you know, for people to put forward their, you know, their best bib for our members to decide who they want to represent them as a political party. So if there is more than one candidate, I think absolutely, definitely there should be an electoral contest. But our members, our PP members, our councillors will make their decisions based on who officially declares once the process is reopened again tomorrow night. And I know and appreciate, obviously, there will be camps and there will be jockeying and stuff like that. But I'm one of those pragmatic people that, you know, likes to see people allowing them to have their say and have their day to make their decisions as opposed to having things pre-orchestrated beforehand. So I look forward to the decision being made tomorrow evening by the National Executive, for that process to be reopened again, and for us to have this, you know, healthy debate this week, because we're in the lucky position to have a number of people that would make a fantastic President of Ireland.
Healthy for the party to have a contest, but do you have the time for that?
It's tight, you know, and I think obviously that will put, you know, certainly some pressures on our National Executive staff, on our headquarters staff, but they've also stepped up to when we had so many elections last year, they stepped up, you know, and represented us admirably and served the party, you know, with excellence last year. I've no doubt they'll do exactly the same again, despite the pressures, but I do appreciate that we are under time pressure.
Yeah, how long could a contest take here?
I suppose it'll be as long or as short as the time allows us to be. I mean, I think we are conscious, obviously, that our original timeline was to officially launch our campaign, you know, maybe the beginning of the second week of September. Obviously, we're getting very close to that. So time is of the essence. Lots of people are still on their holidays, and so that maybe makes it a little bit more difficult. But look, you know, we'll deal with whatever is put in front of us tomorrow evening. We'll open the contest, we'll see how many contenders there are, and then decisions will be made based on timelines thereafter.
Whoever runs now for Fine Gael, will they not be seen as the party's second choice and the second best candidate? And both Heather Humphreys and Sean Kelly have ruled themselves out of the presidency before.
Yeah, I genuinely don't believe so, because I think the calibre of both the candidates' names that are in the field at the moment speak for themselves. But people make decisions based on circumstances that, you know, are presented to them at a time and place. The circumstances today are very, very different with Mairead's announcement last week, and so that's why people are reconsidering their positions. But as I said to you, I think what's really, you know, lucky for us at the moment is that we have a number of people with both electoral experience, life experience and political experience that would make a fantastic President of Ireland. We just need to start the starting gun again tomorrow night at our National Executive meeting and to let the process run again.
Will there absolutely be a new Fine Gael candidate?
Oh, absolutely. Come here. We are one of the longest standing, largest parties in the country. Our business is politics. You know, we will be contesting this election.
Fine Gael MEP Regina Doherty speaking to me earlier. We're joined now by political editor of the Irish Independent, Mary Regan. Thanks so much for coming in, Mary. You've been speaking with Heather Humphreys. What did she say to you?
Yeah, so Heather Humphreys now appears to be the most likely Fine Gael candidate for this race. She has the party leadership behind her. She has independent supporters of the government behind her significantly. And what we report in the Sunday Independent this morning is that she has some members of Mairead McGuinness's backroom team now already signed up to work with her. So I think there was an expectation within the party that she may declare or have declared this morning, but she chose not to do that. And as you said, she did speak to the Sunday Independent, and her words really were that she's, you know, biding her time a little bit. She says, to tell you the truth, I'm giving a run a very serious consideration. I'm using my time to speak to the people I trust and the people who know me best, both inside and outside politics, before I make a final decision. So I think if the plan might have been in the party for a real short momentum behind her, and to have this maybe finished before the Executive Council meets on Monday night, that might have been the plan. But she herself is taking a step back and saying, no, I'm going to think about this. But I think we could expect her to declare over the next 24 or 48 hours at least.
Will there be a contest in Fine Gael?
I think that all depends on what Sean Kelly wants to do. Now, he is weighing up his options. He was at Oasis last night and he said he'd think about it after that. Sean Kelly is a politician not to be underestimated. He opened up Croke Park, where he was attending last night, after all. He also topped the poll with about 18% of first preference votes in Ireland South in the European Parliament elections. Now, that was a ballot paper of 17 candidates. And what he has said is that he's going to wait until after the National Executive meet on Monday night. He said he needs to see what they have to say and what they decide, and then he'll announce his plan. So that sounds like he's waiting for the party to open up a contest. And then it's up to him whether he wants to enter that contest or not. If he does, there will be a contest. He opted not to last time around, and one could argue that if he had stayed in the nomination process, he would now be the candidate after Mairead McGuinness pulled out. So that has to be feeding into his considerations. You can expect the party to put a lot of pressure on him, possibly to not put his name forward if there is momentum building over the next 2 days with perhaps senior ministers or members of the Oireachtas and members of the parliamentary party coming in behind Heather Humphreys. But really, the ball is in Sean Kelly's court as to whether there's a contest or not.
OK, so how is Mairead McGuinness's departure affecting other party choices, or is it at all?
I think it is, in the sense that in many ways the campaign was almost reset or recast this week, with what had been the front runner pulling out, you know, according to polls, pulling out of the race on health grounds. Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin have a decision to make. I think it's very significant that the independent TDs who back the government have come out in support of Heather Humphreys. The Healy Way, Michael Healy Way, Noel Grealish and Sean Canny so far. Because in order to win this presidential election, in the era of fragmented politics, no party is really getting above 20% of support. So they need input from other parties in order to win this. They need a broader attraction. They need to widen their support. And also some of these independents, the Healy Rays in particular, are, you know, Fianna Fáil gene pool. So this is, I think, spooking a few in Fianna Fáil, certainly. And we'll have to wait and see what Fianna Fáil...
Could that cause a headache for Micheál Martin then?
I think there's already a little bit of concern within the parliamentary party about the sort of... the lack of a clear plan yet as to what Fianna Fáil will do. Now, many people say, in fact, for this presidential election, the ball is now very much in Fianna Fáil's court. If they pull out a strong candidate, they're in with a really strong chance. But we don't know who that candidate is. Bertie Ahern, who, you know, many people believed wasn't really serious about running and probably won't, is now looking, I mean, the Sunday Independent poll has him at 14%, equal with Mary Lou MacDonald, you know, in this morning's poll. So some are asking, will someone come forward? And there is a cohort within Fianna Fáil who would like an internal Fianna Fáil candidate. But the sense coming from the party leadership is that they could facilitate an independent or outsider candidate such as Tony Holohan.
You mentioned Sinn Féin there and Mary Lou. Do we know anything more about Sinn Féin? Any indications that the party might even back Catherine Connolly?
I think Sinn Féin has in some ways, like Fianna Fáil, been sitting out the summer, seeing how things are going, seeing what Fianna Fáil do, and also see how Catherine Connolly's campaign is playing out. She is polling very strongly on 18%. She's almost the same as Heather Humphreys, just one percentage point behind. So she is a strong candidate. She's the only candidate of the left so far. But she is coming under more scrutiny in recent days. And we had an interview with her this morning and a lot of focus on her attitude to whether she's Eurosceptic. She says she isn't. Her visit to Syria in 2018, which she has defended. I think Sinn Féin might see how that plays out. But the difficulty for them is Sinn Féin will also need to broaden its support beyond the Sinn Féin pure support base. And the problem is that Catherine Connolly has hoovered up all the independent support. So Sinn Féin, if they're to run a candidate, will have to get in ahead of Catherine Connolly and hope to get her transfers if they're to be elected. But I think it's going to be a difficult sell for Sinn Féin to sit out this race altogether.
OK, we'll leave it there. Political editor of the Irish Independent, Mary Regan, thank you so much for coming in to us. Coming up, could new DNA testing help solve the Sophie Toscan-Duplantier murder case?